Bruno Casiagli is a retired consultant, and for the past 3 years, he's been putting together a proposal to convince Toronto and other Canadian authorities of its merits. The proposed 40-passenger hovercraft water service between Toronto and Niagara-on-the-Lake would cost about $10 million. But Casiagli says such a service would cut down commuting time on major highways such as the Queen Elizabeth Way along the north shore of Lake Ontario.
In terms of time, we're looking at this, not traffic on the QEW, but 1.5 hours. By train would be 2.5 hours. By hovercraft, 50 minutes.
There are other benefits, too, for transportation infrastructure and the environment.
We have the potential of getting between 600 and 1,000 cars off the road on a daily basis. That's significant.
Casiagli says he's met with regional and federal politicians, adding that they've been very supportive of the idea. Still needed is the okay from several city councils, as well as federal authorities. He says he's convinced his proposal will eventually go ahead. He just can't say when. For WBFO News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.